Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to
Please go.
advise you, this call is being recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I just needed to make a stop. Thank you. To make a claim.
Okay, you was calling to file a claim, is that correct?
Yes, well, yeah, I guess that's what I'm doing because, like, my job for so pretty much, like, we're gonna work tomorrow, and that's gonna be the only day that we're gonna be able to work. So, yeah, they said file unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your Social Security number?
It's 424-176024.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be 424-176024.
That's correct.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
It is Chiquita L. It may be under Collins or Holcomb. Holcomb should what it should be what it's changed to. And my date of birth is 4/10/1983.
Can you verify your mother's maiden name?
Or
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I had filed, it was around the month of August when I was terminated wrongfully, but then I never heard anything back from that either. I made a file back for the month of August. I didn't work. I went back to work September the 11th. I never heard nothing from the unemployment. And so now here in December, last week we only worked 2 days, and then this week we're only scheduled to work 1 day, which is tomorrow. So now I guess I claimed, they said that we can call it file unemployment because we're not even getting 32 hours. Like, there is only 1 day, and we're full-time employees.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yes,
I'm gonna ask you
ma'am.
some questions. Yes, ma'am. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a state ID?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your state ID number?
7036281.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 7036281.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I got a thing I can do a direct deposit.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be direct deposit. Yes, ma'am. Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
It's gonna be on the checking.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your routing number?
Just a moment, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my routing number is 041-215-663.
Okay, that's gonna be 041-215-663.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
It's 1-3-226-9994-5538.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 1-3-226-9994-5538.
That's correct.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It's 9292 Highway 431 South Owens Cross Road 35763.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-583-7400.
And what is your email address?
It's JaquitaHolcomb@gmail.com.
That's going to be JaquitaHolcomb@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make sure I spelled your name correctly.
Okay.
I have it. Yes, ma'am. I just want to make sure I got it right for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Your mailing address is 9292 Highway 431 South, Owens Crossroads, Alabama, 35763. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer a randomly generated question. Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's the 1485 Marshall Way. It's the 1601 44th Street, Inslee. It's the 213 South Sakneka Drive. It's
the 213 South Seneca Drive.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Which of the foreign street addresses in Marietta have you ever lived there or been associated with? It's a 1013 Summit Forest Drive. It's a 1055 Heathcliff Lane Southeast. It's a 1409 Belmead Court Southwest.
1409 Belmead.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? It's a St. Johnsville. It's at Albany. It's at Corona. It's at Poughkeepsie.
St. Johnsville.
Okay, you said St. Johnsville. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you performed on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
Tomorrow is going to be my last day. But last week, tomorrow is my last day to work.
Okay, I won't be able to put tomorrow's date in for you. I could be able to put in today or any lesser days in for you.
Well, you can put in today. I didn't work today.
Okay. You said it's going to be today?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be on the 12th. Is that correct? 2022.
That's correct.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 256-583-7400.
That's correct. That's the correct number.
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be yes or no? Has it changed?
No, ma'am. It hasn't changed.
Okay. Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama or employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No. I work for an employer.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
Wayne Farm Production.
Okay, you said you worked at Wayne's. You said line associate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. With your job description, were you screening and repairing telephone and television cable, including fiber optics and other equipment for transmitting messages or television programming?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the job title and description you're seeking a job for?
Do what now?
What is the job title and description you're seeking a job for?
I mean, I don't even know how I should be doing this. Like, I'm still employed, but I guess it's more like a layoff, you know,
yes,
type
ma'am.
Thing.
Yes, ma'am, did you want me to change that to yes for you, that you're going to be able to? Yes, ma'am. What is the name of your employer?
Wayne Sanderson Farms.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be Wayne Farms, LLC.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
But, you know, they just merged, so they changed it. It's Wayne Sanderson Farms now.
Okay, they changed the name to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
They just merged in with another company.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand that. What is your employer phone number?
256-308-2882.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 256-308-2882.
That's correct.
What is your employment start date?
It will be, I would say, January the 4th.
Is that going to be
January 2023.
Okay. When was the very first day that you started working there at Wayne Farm?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was May the 10th, 11th, and 21.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be May the 11th, 2021.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am. You said last Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It had to be on the 7th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What city and state the work was performed in?
Decatur, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be in Decatur, Alabama. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Uh-huh.
That's going to be yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
It's just the time of the year where it slows down and they are renewing contracts.
Have you been laid off as no work is available? Or was it because of lack of work? Has the position eliminated? Was it because of absentees?
No, none of that. I still have my job. It's just that the business and people are redoing their contracts. So, like, the business is slow because they don't have any work order.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be because of lack of work.
Yes, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Would it be okay if I put you down for lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, thank you.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Your temporary PIN number is 24. 83.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
No, ma'am, I got it. 2483.
Yes, ma'am. Have your name changed?
It went from Collins to Holcomb.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Is that going to be yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Let me just go all the way back to where we left off at. How's your day going so far?
It's been great so far.
That's good to hear. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However,
okay,
you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works.
alabama.gov/VOSNET.
Which is spelled V like in Bosnet, which is spelled V like in Valerie.
Okay.
O S N E T slash. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the website that you go to update your online resume.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. Our information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.